What's up, guys and gals, fellow whiskey sippers? This is Whiskey Biz Podcast, and here are your hosts, Rob and Devo.
So, I don't know if you guys have ever experienced this, but you're kind of, you know, you have like a good-looking significant other, right? Not saying like you guys, just in general, right? And then you're like, I don't know what they see in me at times, right? Because we're goofy, we're guys, right? And then I was like, you know, I was kind of struggling. I'm like, oh, does she actually find me attractive? Blah, blah, blah. Then I was thinking, you know, when I take my clothes off in the bathroom, I turn the shower on. I turn on the shower. The shower gets turned on.
Oh, God.
Got it.
You got a dad joke past me. Those are mine.
Got it.
Sorry, I saw that one earlier. I was like, I got to figure out a way to make this like sneak in.
That's pretty good. I was waiting for it.
Perfect. I'm glad I got it to work. God nice damn one, man. Everything I'm saying, it kind of pertains to sexual innuendos. I got it to work. Fuck. I'm going to just think that the whole episode now. But with that being said, if you heard a different voice, we have one of our patrons and good friend of ours, Kevin, is joining us this episode to help break the tie potentially
on the potential bracket. Tie because of last episode we explained what may happen if there was a tie, if it's just me and Rob. So yeah, we do have at least the tiebreaker if it comes to that.
So yeah, thankfully Kevin was free and he was able to join us. So thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks guys. Happy to be here.
Do you ever feel like you're on like a radio show or like a TV show?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's super like politically correct. Like, oh, thanks. I'm happy to be here. Like,
yeah, you guys.
So we had a slight change up on the episode order, but it's all working out. We're going to the top right of the bracket. Again, if you haven't seen the bracket, I should probably just put it in the fucking picture.
I could post it on, I should just post it on Insta.
I'll send you the picture. So by the time this comes out, you can see it on Instagram or TikTok. There's a video on TikTok on our page. It's Whiskey Biz Podcast. If you don't know, now you know. I feel like that pertains to our potentially to our topic. So this episode we're doing E.H. Taylor Small Batch versus Evan Williams. So some people listening may be like, well, this is a landslide victory. And you're probably right. But you can't leave the little guys out. David defeated Goliath. The Florida Marlins in like 2007 had a year.
Dang, pulling that one out.
Throwing it out.
Was it 2007? Yeah. Because I completely just picked, I knew it was mid-2000s.
I'm just saying pulling out the fact that the Marlins did have a good year, then, you know?
Yeah, well, that was a rare circumstance. And then they also had like a $30 million team salary, which was insane. Thanks to, what's his name? What's the actor's name? Brad Pitt. And
you're talking about Moneyball?
Yeah. Because that's the team they were talking about.
The Oakland A's?
It wasn't the Oakland A's. Pretty sure, wasn't it the, well, in the movie it was. But I don't think it was the Oakland A's. Was it the Oakland A's?
It was about the Oakland A's, yeah.
Fuck. Pretty sure the Marlins had a low salary, too, in the 2000s and had a good season.
But did they do that strategy, though? Did they tank intentionally? It's essentially what the A's did is they tanked intentionally to get good draft picks.
And their team actually did well.
Somewhat. It kind of worked.
They made the playoffs.
Yeah.
They had... Giambi's brother.
I thought it was Jason Giambi.
Jason left, but then they picked up his younger brother.
The more you know. So as we have, wait, Diva, you still need to pour. Okay, we'll give you a second.
I'll pour out my E.H. Taylor too. I haven't done that yet.
Yeah. So. Talking about price, we'll do a quick touch on this. So technically you should be able to find, I don't think many people find this for this amount of money, but your retail price or your MSRP should be between like $45 to $55 for this bottle. May have gone up a little bit.
For EH?
Yes, for a small batch. I'm going to say if you're in California, you're going to probably pay closer to $70, $80. If you're lucky, it could go up from there. It is a good bottle, but it's one of those Devo's
measuring out is
no, I was more so looking at like the colors because the colors are pretty close.
I feel like Evan Williams is a few shades lighter.
I'd say so looking at the two.
Maybe you got a really good batch of Evan Williams.
Maybe.
So versus Evan Williams being at about, I think it runs $17-$18. You could probably find a handle for $30.
Yeah, I think at Total Wine, because I had to pick up a bottle yesterday, I got my $7.50 for $20.
Is that how much it is?
Yeah, I think there's a different like tax system on liquor here than in California, hence the difference in price. Because I can find pretty much anything cheaper in California than here.
So you can find it cheaper where you are than in California?
No, in California.
Oh, yeah, yeah. With the exception of one bottle that I've noticed, and that's Bullet Barrel Strength. It's like $55 where you are, and it's $70 here.
That's weird.
It's the weirdest fucking thing. But you're right. Your Total Wines get a lot better liquor than the ones near us. But I guess there is one near me. There are two near me that get pretty good stuff, but not great. So, So it's less than half the price. And it's probably a quarter the price of what you'll find it for if you are looking for it.
Yeah.
So can it hold up? I'm going to say no. I'm going to give my prediction.
Yeah, prediction
I don't
now.
I think it's going to be a walk in the park. I think in a blind visual, blind taste test, blind visual. That doesn't quite work, does it? Not knowing which is which. I think you could pick which is which.
I'd say so.
I don't know about the nose. I don't know if they're similar nose.
Let's see.
Ooh. Am I getting a lot of orange off of E.H. Taylor?
I can see that.
It's kind of like citrusy. It's been a while since I've had this. I had to pop a brand new bottle. I thought I had an open one, but I apparently did not.
I can kind of see the citrus, but I'm getting definitely a more caramel on the nose.
Dude, it smells like lemons now. What the fuck is wrong? Did I like wash this with like Pine Sol?
I don't know. I see the orange. I'm also getting a lot of vanilla. So kind of combine it for a little creamsicle flavor.
Yeah. Huh. Maybe they changed their, I don't know. It's been a while since I've had E.H. Taylor small batch. I'm going to say Evan Williams smells a little stale.
Oh, do you already know the Evan Williams?
Yeah. I'm just kind of going off a nose, but it's not bad. It does smell like bourbon.
It does. Yeah, but there's a significant difference between the two on the
one's
nose.
One's much like brighter and one's kind of like not as bright, I guess.
I don't know. I'm getting a lot of pine off of Evan Williams.
I agree.
Like I could get more of that Pine Sol that you were talking about just now.
Okay. I was thinking like the lemon-scented Pine Sol for the lemon. It was just it was weird.
Sure.
I think there's a lemon-scented. I don't know. There's probably an orange too. Sell another bottle or two, right?
The proof is definitely coming through on the Evan Williams.
And for those of you who didn't know, this is a bottled in bond bracket, so the proof is the same as well.
Are we tasting EH first?
Go for it. Okay. Go for it, Devo. I'll keep the listeners entertained. I don't know what I'm going to say, but...
That's lovely. I've always been partial to EH Taylor. I love this stuff. I'm definitely getting a lot of that orange you were talking about on the nose. I'm getting that on the palate quite a bit.
It almost tastes like a not sweet old fashioned.
like doesn't have simple syrup or your own sugar.
I never made sugar by myself, but
you know what I mean.
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, that would be cool. Sugar comes from sugar cane only if it's cane sugar, right?
Whoa, I've never thought about that before. Like, do all the different sugars come from different things?
Like powdered sugar, does it come from?
Well, I think powdered sugar is just really finely ground up regular sugar.
Yeah. I've heard you can essentially get the same thing by putting regular sugar in a blender, and then
that would make sugar sense
at that point. Yeah, but like Demerara sugar, like where does that one come from?
I think that just has higher molasses content, right?
And you're probably right.
I don't know, but I don't know if they fucking add molasses to it.
Mm-hmm.
Or if there's like naturally, like, I don't fucking know. It's just, this is how smart we are with the shit we put in our bodies. We just, also, I've had sugar by itself, right? But I've never had corn syrup by itself.
Huh. That's a scary thought.
Right?
What does it taste like by itself? We know what it tastes like when it's sweetening other things.
It probably tastes like a sweeter yellow corn.
Yeah, I think now after this we
mellow gotta, corn. Mellow yeah, corn? Mellow corn. Mellow corn. Jesus.
I think after this we got to all go buy a bottle of corn syrup.
I don't think that's good for you though. I mean, sugar's not good for you.
Maybe they have a little test bottle. a little handshake.
Milliliter bottle. Yeah, E.H. Taylor's good. Mm-hmm. Or at least the small batch.
Definitely solid.
Kevin, have you had single barrel?
I don't think I have. No, I've never had the pleasure.
We'll have to get you a taster of it.
Sounds great to me.
That used to be my go-to like celebratory bottle was the single barrel.
And then he had a birthday and it was gone.
Yep.
I believe that.
Oh man. Evan Williams isn't bad, but it's bitter.
Oh, we're going there. All right.
I'm just going back and forth really quick just to get a baseline, right, of both. It's a little bitter. It's not bad.
Traditional flavors, not as smooth as E.H. Taylor.
Yeah. It's probably like the difference between corn syrup and cane sugar.
Pine is definitely coming through on Evan Williams.
Lots of pine. It's like eating a tree. Eating a Christmas tree.
Don't eat them now because you'll get all the fucking pollen.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the first time you're having Evan Williams bottle and bun?
No. You know, I had a handle of it about a year ago. I actually used it primarily for like making old fashions and shit, and it wasn't bad for that.
No, it's a good bottle for that.
Yeah. And it's not bad for its price point, but yeah, I'm getting a ton of pine, just like a disproportionate amount of pine compared to anything else.
And the finish isn't wonderful either. And surprisingly, it's almost a little short.
Yeah.
Like it falls flat kind of quick.
Yeah, it's definitely a little more Devo size there.
Jeez. It took me a second. I was like, wait, Devo pour?
No, but no. Definitely my height. Definitely my height.
Stature.
Damn. Oh, shit.
And probably kills on COD, so.
Short on kills, too.
Oof, yeah.
Fair enough.
What is? Have you looked at your KD recently, Devo?
No, I haven't.
I'm really curious.
Don't Devo. It's gonna like demoralize you.
I don't think I'm that low.
Okay.
No, I think he is when he plays
4.3.
I think the algorithm saves him because when he goes back to play, when he doesn't play with like us, he kills his lobbies.
Fair enough.
I've sent pictures to
people. Yeah, he has like 40 kill games. Like it's yeah.
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 Hello.
It's just our lobbies aren't fun.
That's fair.
They're fine. They make me a little bit better here and there.
I think it does help, but yeah, it doesn't.
It's probably kind of frustrating for you, though, yeah?
I just find the humor in it.
Okay, fair enough.
Dude, I go
finishing
like
out a zero.
Yeah, 0-19 was a rough one, Devo. That was definitely rough. I have a 0.88 KD ratio, and I'm like ready to pull out every single freaking piece of hair in my head. And I don't know how you do it, Devo. I think that's major props. Absolutely. You're gonna need to practice though, because you don't want your kid kicking your ass in video games too early. Like, I think, like, 12, 13, if he beats you, that's acceptable. But if he's, like, 7, like, beating you at like, game. I mean, I'm not saying you're going to play. Let him play Call of Duty at 7, but, games.
I'll just have him play against Mom. She could wreck him.
1v1?
She's actually really good at video games.
Is she? That's cool.
Yeah.
For sure. You guys play, like, Mario Kart and stuff?
Actually, she's really good at Mario Kart, but no, we play a Spider-Man. And
the new Spider-Man game?
Yeah.
Spider-Man 2? The game's awesome. I was very impressed.
It's a ton of fun, and I'm very surprised at the skill base that it, like, as you go on in the game, that it gets harder.
Oh, yeah, the skill curve is pretty intense with it, yeah.
And so I've tried to jump in a game that she's already been playing. Or like the career, is it considered a career? I don't know.
Close enough.
Campaign. Story mode.
Campaign. Thank you. That's a lot better term. Probably the proper term. But I'll try and jump in and I can't hang. And she goes, why are you doing that? Why are you doing this? I'm like, because I don't know the buttons right now.
trying to dive. Trying to duck. Trying to get behind cover.
But then she goes against the same person and finishes them like in 3 minutes, where I was taking a lot of deaths.
That's fair. I get that. I probably suck at that game. I've never played it.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Basic like superhero fighting game with the combos and the counters and everything. It's nothing too crazy.
Okay,
but they did do something with the buttons that I think is pretty cool, where it's, I think it's left or L2, and then you can, or R2, depending on what you're wanting to do for a special move, and then you press another button.
Yeah, the button mapping like that.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
So, never mind, I'm not going to say this. This hits too close to home. I'll just leave that. We'll talk about it off air. Jesus, sometimes I talk about, turning the shower on and then my mind just completely fucked the whole episode. It's like I'm done. Yeah. Everything's like sexual in nature, and it's I just can't do it the whole episode.
Yeah, but
these whiskeys are fucking polar opposites.
Yeah, they really are. There's nothing similar between the two.
So it had been a while since I had Evan Williams, this Evan Williams, and originally I was like, I don't know, I think it could actually compete with E.H. Taylor, and now after tasting the two side by side, I'm like, no, yeah, this is almost a landslide victory, in my opinion, for E.H.
I think it goes back to this side by side comparisons, right? Like, these could, like, Evan Williams could be like a 4, and E.H. Taylor small batch like a 4.25 or a 4.5, or where they're very close, but in this case, they seem very far apart.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not saying Evan Williams is bad. I think everyone should try Evan Williams bottled and bond at some point. It's cheap enough. You're not going to hate it. And worst case, it's an old fashioned mixer.
Yeah. And it does really well in that. I think a little bit of that sugar, especially like Demerara, the darker sugars, give it a little more flavor, a little more complexity. Add some of those bitters that you made there, and it'd be pretty damn good.
Add some citrus in there too, with a little bit of an orange peel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I will say, I think the biggest, like, a orange peel added to an old fashioned can make or break the old fashioned.
Oh, absolutely. Like, it's
such a different feel.
Yeah.
Devo, do you not have it with orange peels? Is that why you're laughing?
No, when I was desperate that one time to make an old fashioned and I nearly chopped off my finger.
Oh, yeah. I took off like half of my fucking pointer fingernail once. Right after you did that, I like was making fun of you, like, how the fuck do you do that? And like, I bought a new, oh no, I had an old one and it wasn't, I'm guessing it wasn't as sharp, hence why it only took off like half of my fingernail and not my finger. I was like, I need a sharper one so it doesn't skip. And yeah, that was also when I was peeling like six oranges at a time for the bitters. So
yeah, and you're trying to go quick.
Yeah, it takes forever.
Oh man, do we have a little bit of your blood in there then? In those bitters?
No. Oh, no blood.
Damn.
No blood.
Bummer.
This is not a blood oath.
Nice.
By the way, you know how we had that for when we were in Vegas that one time?
Yeah. We did have it.
Yeah, it was kind of disappointing, right? Because, well, I was a little disappointed because it's like $160, $170. I brought it... or I had it with my parents, and my parents were like, this is fantastic. And I had it, and it tasted way better. I still don't know if it's $170 good, but it was pretty good. Just off topic. I don't even really need to take another sip, but I guess, you know, just for giggles and shit, I'll do a quick swish of each.
Yeah, I think as the Evan Williams is like sitting there, it is tasting a little bit better.
Yeah. Getting more definitely, of that like, Kentucky hug, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's hugging your tongue.
And that like spearmint rye-ish type flavor isn't as powerful. I mean, it's still solid, but how smooth E.H. Taylor is, I think that's what's pulling me towards it.
I think it just has some flavors. It has more depth.
Mm-hmm. It really does. It's way more well-balanced, I would say. All the flavors kind of complement each other.
Yeah.
Evan Williams is still just like overpowering on a few specific flavors with that like pine and everything. And not that it's bad. I think I'm enjoying it more. The more that I'm drinking in general, I'm enjoying the Evan Williams a little mm-hmm. more. But the E.H. Taylor still is a shining true.
Yeah, and I think Evan Williams bottled in bond's a good like flask whiskey. Cause you get enough proof, but it's not too high proof. We've talked about this. Having a super high proof whiskey in a flask is a bad idea because for whatever reason, flask whiskey goes down quick.
It does. It's scary.
And it's what, like 6-8 ounces? Or if you have the Devo flask, it's like 24.
it was a 10-ouncer.
Oh, it's 10. I think a regular flask is like 6.
Yeah,
that's 5 fucking pours, Devo.
I know. And I'm so upset that I lost it.
Well, you know what's great? You could buy another.
Yeah, that's true. It was like $30.
Yeah, I mean, there's worse things.
Oh, no, I'm saying like if you're out there looking for a nice flask, it's Stanley.
Oh, Stanley.
Or if you want to match your wife's Stanley cup.
I was going to say. I'm sure they sell it in the same color.
They probably do.
They probably do.
Please don't get pink, though.
Sparkly, glittery pink.
Yeah, fuck. Keeps your whiskey cold and your... Yeah. I didn't know where I was going with that. I had a few thoughts, but it was following along with what I said earlier, and I was trying to avoid it. So we're trying to stay somewhat child-friendly.
Yeah.
No, we aren't child-friendly. If you're a child and you're listening to this, turn it the fuck off because this is alcohol.
I was going to say, I think you've said... Is that the first time you said fuck?
No, I said it. I think Kevin said it once. I probably said it 3 or 4 times.
Okay, we're now rated R.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you knew where I was going with that.
I figured. Because I don't even know what the rule is.
I think it's more than one F-bomb. It's then.
So you can get away with one, rated but R. Not more.
Yeah. Because I think you can say shit, hell, and stuff like that in like PG-13.
Bitch. I don't even feel like damn's that bad of a word.
It's just a beaver's home.
Or what holds a river back, but yeah, Well, is that where? I don't think the beavers live there, though.
I don't know.
I think they keep the water up there, so they have a nice still just area to, like.
We had talked about real monsters. I was thinking of angry beavers.
Okay. Which
also can go into your innuendos for.
There's angry beavers and there's also teeth.
Gotta bring up that movie.
Which, if you haven't seen that movie.
Oh, God.
You probably shouldn't, but just fucking do it because who cares? Just make sure you're drinking that night.
It's a great couple abstinence scenes movie.
If you've never seen an insinuated vagina spitting out a penis, there you go. I mean, if that's not enough to get you to watch the movie, I don't know what is.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen that one, but I've seen Human Centipede, and I'm sure it's somewhat along those lines.
I would rather watch this movie than Human Centipede.
Oh, Human Centipede was gross, man. Dude,
I get tripped up by the people that thought of this fucking shit.
Right?
That is the, like, how?
Like,
how did your brain get to there?
Yeah.
Well, and you know, like, the whole concept of it actually, like, obviously is far-fetched, like, surgically connecting someone's mouth to someone else's anus. Obviously, that's crazy. But, like, the whole concept is kind of interesting in that the dude that did it, he was, like, an SS surgeon. So, you know, he was working during friggin' World War II for the Nazis, and they did some crazy shit. You know, they were obsessed with, like, twins and stuff, and checked them to see if they had, like, identical vital organs and stuff like that. So it's not too far-fetched. They did some crazy stuff to people.
Oh, for sure. But it's fucked up.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I felt really weird watching it.
And then, you know, the first question that came to my mind was, would you feel worse being in the front or the back?
I think objectively the worst spot would have to be the middle.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're both receiving and giving at that point.
Yeah.
And that's just shitty all around.
Literally. I like it. Well, I don't, but you know what I mean. I like the joke. Not. That was one of those movies, though. You felt wrong for watching it. Like, you felt like you got onto a watch list.
Yeah. Regrets were had. I don't think I'll go back and rewatch it.
Just like for like Saw, was that produced by a fucking like serial killer?
I thought it was kind of like inspired by like Hannibal Lecter type storyline.
Well, Hannibal Lecter was inspired by someone else, right?
Probably.
Yeah, Silence of the and I'm thinking of like Silence of the Lambs type of situation too. And
well, he's the main character, right? Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah, yeah, but I was thinking of the TV show Hannibal.
That was a great TV show.
I couldn't get through the final season.
I don't know how far.
That's when I finally was like, "All right, I'm kind of done with this."
Yeah.
Okay.
It was entertaining though. I thought it was fun. Yeah, you know, I've actually never seen Silence of the Lambs.
It's a good movie. Jodie Foster.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. She was in it. Mm. Then obviously Hannibal Lecter, star of the show. Mm-hmm. Antonio Banderas. I was waiting to see how long it would take you to catch on to Anthony Hopkins, right?
Mm-hmm. It was Anthony Hopkins.
Antonio, right? I don't know.
You could say any actor or actress name, I would have believed you.
Well, I was going to say, Antonio Banderas, wasn't that Zorro?
He was one of them. He was one of them, for sure. He also was the Zorro cat, right, in Shrek.
Was he really?
Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots. That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was him. Should we just? I mean, we've kind of jumped around. Probably just trying, assuming that you knew what we were picking, but. Should we just say it? Do you want to say it separately all at the same time? Down? We'll just do it separately, just for consistency. Kevin, you're the guest. We'll put you on the spot.
You know, I'm going to have to go with E.H. Taylor.
I was going to say.
I wish it was a little bit of a closer battle, but one's like practically perfectly balanced in my eyes and on my palate, whereas the other one, you know, it's not bad. It's not bad for its price point, especially. It's actually pretty impressive, but it's just not quite hitting the mark.
Agreed. Evan Williams Across the Line is kind of like a budget whiskey.
Friendly. Yeah.
I think I have the 12-year, their Masters blend. Or is it the 15-year? I can't remember. It's a red label. It's up there somewhere.
Well, in the single barrel that you picked up for me, that was only like 30 bucks.
So the funny thing about that, you know, the single barrel that we did on an episode back in 2021, that was a newer bottle than the bottle I just bought for us.
What? That's crazy.
So if I'm not mistaken, Evan Williams single barrel is now only sold in Kentucky. They stopped distributing it. Probably because of the whole, you know, Heaven Hill stopping the 6-year bottled in bond. That would have been a cool one if we had a chance to get that, but the prices for that when I saw it in Kentucky were ludicrous because they no longer sold it.
Oh man. What was the price?
I think it was like $120,
$140. Jeez.
And, yeah. There was at places that you'd consider to be museums. Okay. And actually, where I found the single barrel, and even the single barrel, when I was there, they were in the works to stop selling the single barrel outside of Kentucky. And that was selling for like 50, 60 bucks in Kentucky.
Oh, wow.
So I found these for 30 bucks. They were dusties in a what I would consider a museum because all the harder to find stuff was ridiculously priced. It was such a museum that their prices on Weller Foolproof were different because they had been sitting there so long.
Really?
Yeah. So they changed the price and didn't change actually. The old bottle. So that was interesting. But yeah, it was definitely a museum.
I'll jump in and I'll say E.H. Taylor.
Oh, shit. Surprised.
I will say Evan Williams is like to me, like a gaming whiskey.
Because you forget how much you're drinking and you're not like enjoying it as much.
Like, it tastes good enough to where it's like, yeah, exactly. You're not really like paying attention to the harshness because there's not much harshness. It's just, I don't know. It tastes good, but. E.H. Taylor definitely is more balanced.
Yeah, the flavors are better. It's just a better pour. It's a little better than I remember. Because it's probably been 6-8 months since I've had it, maybe longer. I don't know. But it's good. It's really good. I just don't know if it's good at that like $80 to $100 price point.
For E.H.?
For a small batch. I think like $80 max is what I'd pay for it. Just to give insight, it's been a while since we reviewed that. So if you are in the market for it, I think $80 is kind of.
Like, I think that's what I paid for mine. When I got it.
I've paid all over the place. I've paid $70 for a bottle. I've paid $80 for a bottle, $60 for a few bottles, $50 for a couple, and $40 for a couple.
Yeah, I am pretty sure I picked this one up at my BevMo, and I felt like they had mismarked it because I got it for like that $80.
You mean and missed, and I, like too high?
Hmm?
Too high or too low?
Too low because I was seeing it for like 100 at other places.
I'm surprised it was 80 at BevMo. I would have thought 60 or 70.
Yeah, that's what I saw it for. So
yeah, it's a good one. It has a cool tube. I don't know what the fuck you knew with the tube afterward, other than throw it out.
You could go with another innuendo if you wanted.
Yeah, you could treat it like the Dune popcorn buckets.
Jesus Christ, dude, what the fuck is wrong with those things?
I don't know.
Who developed them? It's what did you so think weird. Was going to happen?
Yeah, for real.
Like, that straight up looks like it's like... I there were a shit ton of videos about that, too. I think we touched on it. Fuck. Talked about it.
It's just wild, the creativity that people have when it comes to getting off. It's just nuts to me.
Yeah, no, that was... And then, like, all the videos of the guys, like, more butter. I don't want popcorn.
I was
going to
say
butter.
That joke,
just
but butter. I wasn't sure.
More. And you're just like, Jesus Christ. Fucking get a Dune popcorn bucket to go into, like, the Barbie movie or something. You know what I mean? Like, fucking creepy shit. I don't know.
I wonder, I couldn't stay awake for the Barbie movie.
I never saw it.
Oh, really?
I'm just thinking that it was, like... Like, they would pick a movie that you'd be like, no, you would not, like, you wouldn't jack off to. I don't know. Is that jacking off? Is it, like,
it's
bucketing off?
It's the fuck it bucket.
Oh, that's a good one. I like it. I like it. Well, I don't, but it's no. One of those.
Like, that was a good one, though.
I'd be concerned if you did like it.
Jesus. Like, come on. Go to like, it's not that, oh, Jesus. Oh, gosh.
So what do you pick, Rob?
Is it unanimous? It's a landslide. Yeah, it's not even like side by side. It's not even close. I don't know anyone that would pick Evan Williams Bottled and Bond over E.H. Taylor. Unless they absolutely hated bourbon and they just tried them both and were just like, I don't know. I'll pick the first one. Like, they don't even really care. Like, that's the only time.
Yeah, I agree. And just because I took another sip of Evan Williams, it's just grittier.
Yeah.
It's just not, I mean, it's kind of what you'd expect from, like, a good $20 to $30 bottle.
Yeah.
Which, that's what our podcast started on, so.
Yeah. Right.
And now prices have changed. We'll say we just grew with inflation, but
growing Devo. Swear to God, everything we say is going to have a sexual innuendo now.
If you look at something in within as I'll stop. If you look at something close enough, you'll find a flaw. I was trying to not make an innuendo.
Oh, you mean the whiskey? Is that what you're talking about?
I'm just talking about anything.
Okay. Fair enough. I mean, everything has a flaw, though. So if it didn't have a flaw, wouldn't that make it
that's
a
why
flaw?
That's why I said if you look close enough.
Okay. Fair enough. I don't even think you have to look that close anymore. There are a lot of flaws out there.
Yeah, nothing's perfect anymore. That's for damn sure.
Yeah. Nothing. So E.H. Taylor moves on.
Yep.
To go against Heaven Hill. No, we haven't reviewed that, recorded that episode, reviewed those two whiskeys, but I'm sticking strong with Heaven Hill is pulling through.
That'd be my prediction as well.
To at least the semis. It's got to at least make it.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, I'm going to be sad.
Yeah, I mean, I will say that I do think Kirkland Bibb will have a better shot than the Evan Williams did against E.H. Taylor.
Yes. I think round two, or the second, the semis and the final are going to be close.
Yeah. Absolutely.
They're going to be tough, but... Something will prevail, and it's going to be hard.
Jeez, man.
Fuck. So, topics, Devo. You had a topic you wanted to talk about, right? Oh no, we went away from that.
TikTok was.
Oh yeah.
Was possibly. Not possibly. So TikTok needs to be sold to an American company within 6 months or so. Otherwise, it's going to be banned in the U.S.
So I just think it's funny that like probably like 50% of the shit we buy that's not consumable comes from, that's the Double Oaked Peerless, if you're wondering.
I was going to say, sure it's a beaut. Is that the Peerless you had us try?
No. That one's kind of hard to find.
This one, yeah. I got it from Cyprus when I was in Cali.
Hill?
What? Cyprus Craft Liquor.
I thought it was Cyprus Hill.
Sorry. No, it's all good. But yeah, this is easily one of my favorite bottles right now. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it looks like a good bottle. It's dark.
Mm-hmm.
Like it fucking chocolate.
It's super dark.
Yeah. I'm looking for that. So, but I think it's funny that like if you order anything from Amazon, like half the shit that you're buying, especially if you're not buying name brand, comes from China. But we can't have a fucking an app that comes from China.
It's because it's run by China. I think that's the difference. But Alibaba is the same way.
That's weird because I didn't know that the production companies in China weren't run by China.
Well, wait a minute. Isn't like, TikTok,
for the shit you buy.
TikTok Shanghai, right?
China.
Yeah, Shanghai, China. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't get it.
Sorry. Singapore. It's from Singapore.
Is it?
I'm pretty damn sure.
Thailand?
At least the CEO was.
Or am I...
Yeah, I'm going to guess most people don't move to China by choice. It's kind of like the Catholic Church, right? It's been a while since I've put a dig in. I'm just kidding. If you're Catholic, we love you. We love everybody.
Shanghai. And based in Beijing?
Yeah.
Or is that? Yeah.
Interesting, though. They Bite also dance. Have a corporate headquarters in Culver City, California. Their global headquarters is in California. That's nuts.
That's a whole nother conspiracy thing that came up.
Please elaborate because I'm very confused by what you're going for here.
In terms of Chinese moguls setting up shop in California, that was what COVID was for, was so that they can start moving their execs into the U.S. and that they were basing themselves in California. Like I said,
That's a stretch.
Exactly. And it's just more of a conspiracy theory than anything else. But my mom sent me that on Instagram. So...
Jesus.
We love you, Mama McGeehee.
She sends me some of the wildest stuff. Like, I'm like, yeah, that's common sense, Mom. Don't feed your kids crayons. Like,
oh, I was going to say, like, the whole Shanghai thing or
I
was going to say, I did not know that was common sense, but yeah, no, I got you. There are other things. Yeah.
Yeah. But, we've talked about her in the past. So
crayons are non-toxic, so you're fine.
I mean,
I know. I was being outlandish with what I was bringing up.
I'm not saying feed them to your kid, but, you know, it's like, well, there are worse things to eat.
They grew up with lead in their paint, so.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure we've all dealt with lead paint at some point and probably not worn a fucking mask to sand it down.
We stabbed ourselves with mechanical pencils that had lead there. So
yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Kevin, were you in the era where you put glue in the top of your pencil box
and made a bookmark?
Let it dry?
What?
Yeah, you weren't in that era.
What the heck? That was us. That's so weird.
There's some weird shit we did.
What was it?
You would do that to make a bookmark?
Yeah, you can make a bookmark out of dried up glue.
Oh, because you let it harden on there and then you peel it off.
Yeah.
Okay, that's really creative. No, that's not.
Weird. It's weird.
That is before my time.
It started to become banned from my elementary school.
Really?
Yeah.
They banned.
Like in terms of like the teachers were saying like don't do that.
Wasting too much glue.
Yeah, like, what's wasting the too here? Much glue. That was the thing.
That glue is so cheap.
And the teacher started saying, like, please get stick glue. No more of the Elmer's liquid.
And then kids would just show up with lighters and melt it, so it'd go into there.
There was rumors of some kids smoking Mary Jane in elementary school. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, there was some rumors in my school that that's what was happening. And I was, as a kid, I was like, who's Mary Jane?
our parents did grow up in the era of
love Woodstock. And free spirit. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it I could see it, but fuck, how did they roll it? Was it already rolled for them? Or are they just like taking the whole like nugget and just like trying to pop it in their mouth and light it?
So the rumor was fruit.
They made a fruit bong?
Yeah.
They're hauling out apples, damn.
God and damn.
Crazy.
So like I said, it was all rumor. I have no idea if it was true or not.
Holy shit.
But smoking in the boys' room was essentially prevalent in my elementary school, and I was at like a very preppy posh, I don't know what you want to call it, like in the neighborhood. Like our school was looked at as
the nicer middle one.
Class, yeah, like they shouldn't have been doing that type of thing. So,
but they have more access to it because
that's
like,
true.
You know,
that's true.
Parents are probably not going to beat the shit out of them because they're like, "Oh, that was my last nug."
Yeah,
yeah, I got no more. We got to wait for the next.
Yeah, I heard that term "nug" back in elementary school, and I had no clue what it meant.
Ah, that's early.
I know. I had so many questions, but I.
Huh.
I don't think I even knew what weed was in elementary school.
I
knew weeds is what you picked out of the grass to make as a punishment for doing something wrong.
Those kids probably picked weeds out of their yard and stuffed it in a fucking apple and lit it on fire. They're like, oh, we're smoking weed.
Could have been that way.
Bro, I guarantee it.
Dude, now I'm thinking of Malibu's Most Wanted and like the the fact that like they're just a bunch of white kids that don't know exactly what they're talking about, but they've seen enough of the MTV at the time. Because now MTV is infiltrated by ridiculousness. So
you want to hear a crazy thing? I met more people that smoked weed when I played golf than any other time.
It would kind of make sense. It's a very mental game.
It does, but there were a lot of guys that I knew. Like, I didn't give a shit if someone smoked when we were playing, but there were guys that I knew that could go out and shoot like 3-4 under par, high as a kite, and they couldn't break 80 if they were sober. Like, it was crazy.
So the John Daly, right?
Yeah.
So I don't think he smoked weed, but... No, but he was impaired.
Yeah, he's just... Have you seen the video when he's with Kid Rock? I forget which podcast it's on. There's a podcast where he's on with Kid Rock and some other guy. And they're like, so what's the craziest... Or how many beers... What's the most beers you've drank in a night? And he's like, 40? Holy fuck. That's insane. Fuck. And then he's like, yeah, and then I had a fifth of Jack. And he's just like, what the fuck? Like, he's the liver king.
Nice one there. Nice one.
Dude, like, just no because shit. Because of
the liver king being the quote unquote all natural, he got exposed on TikTok. But
if I drank that much alcohol, I would still be hungover.
Yeah, I'd have a real problem.
I think one of my favorite...
Especially if it's beer. Beer fucks me up. I don't know what it is. It
makes me feel bloated. And,
yeah,
and
I don't want to
do anything after it.
You can't. There's no way he ate that whole night.
I don't know. He still has a belly on him.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the amount of bloat that you'd get from 40 fucking beers?
But I just think of, like, Bam Margera. He was saying at one point that he was having quite a few beers a night, but he wouldn't eat, and then he would, I think, purge. But at this, in the same token, like, that's how he stayed skinny.
I don't think it was a choice to purge.
That's true.
I think it just went, like, but I don't know. Like,
one of my favorite clips from, to go back to John Daly, like, one of my favorite clips is him having a cocktail in one hand, I think a cigar in his mouth, and then he goes, oh, you want to see how you chip in from here? And one-handed chips in, and then just says, like, oh, pick up my ball type of thing. I was like, yeah, holy shit.
Yeah, the dude's insane. He's probably the most talented golfer to ever play the game of golf. But he was an addict.
Yeah, to gambling. Like,
no. And he's well known for saying nicotine plus caffeine equals protein.
Oh, that's so ridiculous.
Nicotine
plus caffeine equals protein. So he's saying those two together essentially
get through.
No.
Just because they rhyme? Yeah,
he's not the, like, the poster child for healthy habits.
Definitely not.
True, true.
I mean, I don't know if you guys have seen, but his kid is quite the golfer.
I have not seen.
Does he look like him in terms of...
He has some, like, build? Swing similarities just in the fact that he just swings fucking hard. I think he's 16 or 17. He's a year or two older than Tiger's kid. But they've done really well in, like, the father-son tournaments, because they're, like, these tournaments that they play where the father and son play together.
And so they've been doing better than Tiger still?
Oh, yeah. I would
That's so funny pick to them think
over
about.
Tiger and his kid. That's any day of the week.
That's so funny to think about, because Tiger said, like, no, I have to practice because I don't have the natural.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, if John Daly didn't have his drinking, gambling, smoking, caffeine problem, he would have probably been the best golfer in the history of golf.
Well, he was husky when he first started the tour, right? Like, he wasn't overweight. He was just husky.
He was, I mean, I want to say he was kind of like my size when he went on tour.
Okay.
So he was heavy.
No, he's husky.
He wasn't like beer belly, but there was also a time when, like, later in life, when he was playing golf still pretty well, he lost weight.
And he started sucking, right?
He couldn't putt. He's like, I don't have a place to rest my hands.
No more belly.
He couldn't fucking putt. It's just, it's crazy. But yeah, I don't know. I just can't imagine drinking 40 beers. And once you're at like 20, how do you know you drank 40? Like, do you just look and see, oh shit, I had a brick? Matt's gone, and half of the 12-pack's gone. And you're just like, I don't think anyone else was drinking Coors Light.
I was going to say, or you ask someone from the night previous, like, hey, how much did I have?
Hey, man, what, keep track for me.
Dude, once you're past, like, 15.
You have the pitch counter.
Yeah. Once you're past 15, it might as well have been 40. Like, I don't really, once you've had 15, if either of you drank 15 beers in a night and you're like, how much did I drink last night? I'd be like, you drank a shit ton of beer. Like,
with my stature, I don't think I would make it past like 7.
Oh, Debo, you would. I've seen you drink.
I was hoping to not disclose that.
Historically, not anymore. But I mean, we all drank way too much alcohol. Those whiskey cokes we had, dude, you and I would kill a handle in like a party and a half.
Yeah.
It's still cheaper than the person that came with me to the parties and drank champagne.
Wow.
It's a very odd. I still don't understand champagne as a party drink.
I don't understand champagne, period. Like, if my alcohol is sparkling, I'm going to get sick. It's just, it's going to happen.
Now, let me ask you this. What's the difference between, like, oh, I know the real difference, but, like, what? How's it any different than, like, a seltzer?
I don't actually know, because seltzers are made with so many different types of alcohol, I feel like.
Yeah, some like
it is more of a malt.
I think they use like more of a sugar and alcohol, to make alcohol and stuff. But like, all in all, like the whole premise behind it, they're both fruit based alcohol.
Sure,
champagne's probably better for you.
Potentially, yeah. It's the same with those too. I've had like four or five seltzers before, and I do not feel good after. I don't know. I'd rather just drink some whiskey.
Headache. Yeah, headaches. Yeah. Come Absolutely. In pretty hard.
Yeah, especially if you're, because I feel like seltzers are like the drink you have when you're out like at a pool party, you're out in the sun all day. So the heat, being in the pool and probably slightly dehydrated, and seltzers, just it's just you're going, no matter what you're drinking, you're gonna have a headache.
Mm. I mean, unless you're having water, but that is beside the point.
Well, you're in water.
True.
Well, don't drink that water.
So,
yeah, don't drink that
water.
So
does that mean...
Especially if you're at like a pool party in Vegas.
Can you have more to drink if you're in the water? It's just when you get out, like you're...
Does it make you
that much
less?
More drunk? I feel like you would float more.
But water is the same buoyancy.
There's no way.
I don't know. I was just saying words, hoping that it would make a sentence.
If you weigh 200 pounds and you eat 2 pounds of tacos, does that make you 1% taco until you shit it out?
I like that. I like that theory. Yeah, we'll go with that. Yes, that is scientific.
Right? I mean, it's the maths.
Until your body digests it and you poop it out, yeah.
Talking about TikTok, you guys ever watch like videos and you see their math? You're like, that math just doesn't math.
Well, the girl math videos are just bugging the crap out of me.
Yeah, no, those bother me too. Like, it literally doesn't make sense, but they say it in a way that it like justifies it to them, and then they're okay to spend that money. It's just, it's ridiculous.
Like, well, I bought a gift card, but then, like,
you can't say they're wrong because then you're sexist.
I'm not saying they're inherently wrong. I'm saying the concept of girl math is wrong.
Oh, it's completely wrong.
You can't assume their gender.
That math is not math. And that's why you said there.
I did. I did say there.
True, true.
But like the term is girl math. It's not like, yeah, I didn't assign a gender to a term. It already exists.
So there's this guy that comes up. I think his first name is Caleb. But so he's
the normal Dave Ramsey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like he gets upset with people and he's like, you have no money. What are you doing buying a Starbucks?
You can't afford it. You can't like, afford yeah, I can. Girl math.
Girl math. And he blows up on it. I'm there for it. Like I'll watch it.
Dude, he's actually like, I kind of like him. The Ramsey guys get a little irritating to me.
Yeah.
Those videos, it's just like, Jesus Christ, the same song and dance. You have a car loan? Oh, pay it off right now. Well, I don't know what you want me to do. Sorry I didn't invest as well as you.
Also, save 5% and while you're paying this off. But all your money is going towards that. But you also have rent. Like, yeah. It doesn't make sense most of the time when they're talking about that.
It's not simple in today's day and age, right? Like, nothing's simple. Like, it's crazy. You pay less to have a kid go to daycare every day of the week than to go to private school for elementary school. Like, mm-hmm. It just doesn't, the math doesn't math. Right? Like, it's the craziest shit. And teachers are paid more than people that work at daycares, but it's cheaper for them to go to a private school. That doesn't make a lick of sense to me.
Yeah, it doesn't at all.
And the education isn't necessarily better to go to a private
school. It depends on where you are.
Yeah,
I get that, but I'm saying it's not necessarily better. Like,
I think most of it comes down to parenting, right? Huh? Like, schools more so how involved the parent is in continuing the, like, I remember growing up and my mom would give me, like, you remember those, you probably don't remember this, Kevin, but there were the flashcards with the flip, like, they were the tall, skinny flashcard things, and you'd open it and you'd flip them around and there were a bunch of questions.
It was almost like a pinwheel, not a pinwheel, like a.
Yeah. Do you remember those, Kevin?
Yeah,
you did. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Just no glue in the fucking.
No glue in the pencil box. That's really weird.
Yeah, it's super weird. But it was a thing. They were also like, do you ever figure out how to shoot staples out of a mechanical pencil?
No.
That was another thing you take off the tip and there's a. Oh, yeah. Don't take off your tip. Please, that's not what we're condoning. Take off the tip of the pencil, and there were certain pencils. It had to have there's like the plastic piece that has like a
spring-loaded.
There's like where the spring is. Yeah, yeah, it's weird.
Okay,
it worked with certain pencils and not others. There were all sorts of weird. We were pretty. I think it was the
we were. I wanted to make up a word of saying
we're really good at hurting each other.
And like we came up with some good.
We had good ingenuity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ingenuistic, but that sounded weird.
Ingenuity. Yeah. You keep trying to throw out those $100 words.
I know. We talked about it on the last episode. But
yeah. $100 word with a 10-cent finish.
Yeah, there you go.
Pimp My Ride.
Oh, dude.
What a show, man.
It gave you glitz and glamour, but at the same time, like, all of those stories that came out afterwards where they're like, yeah, I didn't even get my car back. Like, it was, they had to take out that TV.
Took out all the internals. And then the few stories that were good, they didn't have that problem. People were like, oh, I can't even get my car insured now.
Because there's too much added to it.
Yeah.
So you can't cover it.
Like, yeah. Like, they can't would cover insure the fish my car. Tank. Yeah. Just,
Be a better show if they just bought him a different car.
Right? I don't even think they did that. I think that people were just out their $500 car. Mm-hmm.
I mean, at least it was just a junk car, so.
Yeah.
For those people, it was everything, though. That was like all they could afford.
That's true.
Yeah.
The popcorn machine for the callback to the guy that...
Kevin laughed uncomfortably. I don't think he knew what you're talking about.
I think he was calling it back to the Dune popcorn.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, the popcorn.
No, I got it.
Got it now.
But there was a popcorn machine that was on a Pimp My Ride episode.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. There's also a portable washing machine. Put into a dude's
was it a minivan or was it?
It might have been a minivan that they converted, or it might have been a cooler car, like almost like a Vanagon that they fully like converted the inside to be like where you could live in it.
Yeah, camper van. Yeah,
Yeah. But yeah, fuck.
Sorry, Rob. I took.
I don't even remember what we were talking about. This has been a rabbit hole episode of rabbit hole episodes.
We start off at TikTok, and somehow we got here.
Oh yeah, we were talking about that dude, the Dave Ramsey-esque guy. That's like almost Caleb. Normal. Like he like understands the people that are like not ludicrous with their money. He's like, okay, I can understand that, right? But some of the people he gets on there are just like Dave Ramsey. At least gets like people that kind of have it together. They're just overspending. Mm-hmm. The people that dude gets on, they're like, oh well, I just haven't found the right job. And he's like, well, why don't you just get a fucking shit job just to make some fucking money so you can eat?
That,
like, that's then, the difference.
And then sometimes he gets the people that are like $500 some odd for a truck, and then his girlfriend or wife or whatever has a $600 car as well, and then has...
I'm guessing you're talking like, about payment, not like that's yeah, the value
sorry,
of the
sorry,
car.
Sorry. Yeah, payment for the lease or whatever, and then an apartment that's like $3,500 or whatever, and he's like, you only make $4,000 a month, like combined, like what's how, why?
Yeah, but I think that the crazy thing is that's kind of like a reality for a lot of people. Like you, and we've talked about it. Like, I don't know how people like get their own place, especially in California. Apartments are like for a 2-bedroom or a 1-bedroom apartment, it's like $2,000.
Yeah,
it's madness. More than that now.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
I mean, it does depend on location. Where.
Yeah, but even I don't even think location has as much of an impact on rent.
But I think most studios are above $2,000 now.
It's crazy. So you come out of college, right? And I don't know what, like, we'll just say you're salaried, right? I think when I was, so this was what, 5 years ago, when I was managing a team, I had salaried individuals, and the minimum salary was $55K. So if you were salaried, you could not make less than $55K, which sucked after the fact that I realized that my prior boss gave me a raise, quote unquote, a raise, but it was just, I was getting to the minimum, which, not going to lie, that's the same way that I sold it to my employee. I was giving him a raise to get him to the minimum. He didn't know what the minimum was, though. But this whole other thing, if you're listening, Jake, sorry, but not sorry.
From State Farm or?
No.
But, was he wearing khakis?
Jake from State Farm had a bigger personality.
No, damn.
Yeah, I no, really hope this guy doesn't listen, though.
Yeah, he's for sure not. Yeah, okay. And he probably hates my guts anyway. So, like, the epitome of like someone you don't want working for you. He was very smart, but he just, I tried everything. I tried dad jokes. I tried like trying to be friendly, talking about things he liked.
Watching paint dry type of personality or what?
Oh,
like that dull or
yeah, kind of, yeah. Yeah, pretty much. It was a struggle. And you'd like ask him a question, if he didn't know it, he'd be like, I don't know, I don't care. If he's like, what, okay, cool, like, okay, let's not try and think outside of the box here and come up with an answer. Like, let's not do that. And that's a great reason for me to give you a raise. Ha ha ha. Yeah, it was a fucking blast. But you know what? That happens, right? You just, not everybody can be a personality or give a shit. But he did bowl. Tried going bowling with him. That didn't work.
Because you were too good or what?
No, it just, like, it didn't, like, it was just nothing. Stale. Nothing there.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like, oh, okay, cool.
He put nothing into it.
Yeah, just like he was a decent bowler, I guess. He was trying, but it was just, he was a very analytical person, and He was an engineer. If that gives you insight. Not that all engineers are that way, but like he's the typical engineer personality.
Deadpan.
Yeah, just not the first person you invite to a party. Or the eighth. With nine people going. But that's enough of that. I don't want to dog on people. But if he does listen, I'm sorry. But you know you are. So, you know, it's not a shock.
I'm sorry, but I'm really not.
I was going to say, if you want to contact us, go ahead.
Yeah, hit me up if you want to hop on the podcast. I'll be much nicer. I swear, like the topics have gotten so out of whack. I don't even remember where we're going.
I was going to say, I hope Kevin knew where we were at least.
I think
I threw something
along.
Out there just so that we can go down a random rabbit hole.
That was the TikTok topic? Is that what you meant?
Yeah, that was the initial topic.
With Caleb. Okay. With Caleb, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Caleb. Gotcha.
Yeah, you guys started talking about the money.
He is on TikTok.
Is that Caleb?
Yeah, that was Caleb.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Devo mentioned it, but it was definitely one of those, like, no offense, Devo, but it was a forgettable moment. Like, it wasn't, like, the highlight of his discussion.
Mm. Yeah. I do think this whole TikTok ban thing could be pretty bad in general. You know, there's a lot of people that, like, gave up their jobs and, like, their whole financial situation is just, like, the money they make off of TikTok now.
Yeah.
I feel like they could, like, you take that away suddenly, and I think it can be pretty detrimental to, like, our country as a whole, our economy.
True.
Yeah.
Now, on a flip side, though, I don't understand some of these people. Like, did you ever go into you're flipping through TikTok, and you happen across a live where they're doing, like, a battle, and then you're watching the battle, and you're like, they're delivering no value whatsoever, and it's not like that one of them is someone that you would want to watch on a regular basis based on non-intellectual conversation.
That's kind of funny because I came across something along that line for someone that I follow, actually. Mm. And I originally followed them because they're a dog trainer by day, and then supposedly now they're philosophical, and
fuck,
one of the lives that he put out there was I will challenge you, the whatever opposite like viewpoint is of the topic. And I started watching and I was just like, dude, you're trying, like you're saying some smart words or whatever, but it holds no.
He's debating the debater, not the topic.
And like it kind of bugged me, and obviously I like scrolled on, so it was one of those things where I was like, I am debating now on unfollowing you because you just bug me now.
I don't. So. And then there's also the people that are like, they state a fact and it's like complete clickbait topic, right? And then they say like, prove me wrong. Like, well, I can't prove you wrong because now it's a feeling for you. I can't say that your feelings are wrong. There's no way I'm going to be able to debate on your feelings. No matter what fact I give you, there is nothing that will change your feeling. So I will always be wrong. So what's the point? You've already made up your mind.
So then you don't like Crowder or
they can get a little irritating, but I think they at least give the person a chance. These people are just like, they're so closed off to the idea. I think the difference is these people aren't that intellectual, where Crowder is a smart person that has done his research on topics.
And I only brought up Crowder because I think that was his tagline was "Prove me wrong."
He did. But
there's the other guy. Is it Charlie Kirk or something like that?
That sounds right.
He has another tagline that's along similar. Those lines.
Yeah.
And I agree with you that they actually like let the person talk and say what they want to say. And then try and prove them wrong. But to me, that part is also annoying where it's like, we're just getting into stupid debates that it's based on feelings on both sides. So
it's always a clickbait topic too. It's not a topic that's going to change the world or improve the world in any way, shape or form. I think anytime you say, like, let's just even hit on a topic like equality, right? Or income equality. Anytime you bring it up and you say, prove me wrong, and you're fighting one side or the other, it's creating a division.
Yeah. You're like, this is my stance. What's yours? I'm not going to believe it anyways. So why are you even talking?
Yeah. And I think it's always tough with those topics, right? Like the only way to make a true like move forward is to do what they used to have, right? Where they had a focus group of people from different areas, like with different backgrounds, with not the same background. When you have everybody, when you're saying like trying to come up with a solution and everyone is the same, with the same beliefs, you're never going to make an improvement.
Yeah.
You're continuing the problem because you aren't including the people that are not in agreement with you, right? Like, you're not open to it because obviously your group is you. It's all you. It's a bunch of yous. Or theys, I guess. Thems. I don't fucking know.
Use. It makes sense. Use.
I you get what I'm saying. It's like,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. There's a lot of parallels with that in like our political system, you know?
Dude.
You got like two extremes.
Yeah.
Two complete stark extremes, and they're only gonna vote their way. They're never gonna try to come to any compromise. And
yep.
How are we supposed to move forward?
You can't.
Exactly.
I mean, there is one party that I will say is generally the best party, but no one is a part of it, right? Like the Independent Party.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that just try and figure out a way to make the world better without saying, okay, I'm going to follow just these guidelines so I can be a part of this party.
Exactly.
Which they're goods to both parties. Just like anything, right? There's no like right or wrong. It's just different opinions or different feelings or, you know, things like that. And God damn, if we can't
taste buds.
And I think, honestly, I think, was it Morgan Freeman? No, it was Denzel Washington. Wasn't he the one that said, or no, it was Denzel Washington or Morgan Freeman, or I don't think it was Samuel L. Jackson, but one of them was on like a,
might have been Samuel L. Jackson.
It may have been. They were on like a show. Him,
like, what do you think about Black History Month or whatever? Right.
There's that, or just talking about like, they were asking questions that were polarizing. Right. Or like they were divisive questions. You're like, why do we keep asking this? If we keep saying there's racism, there will be racism.
Yeah.
You're creating a racist culture by talking about racism. Yes, we need more equality. But when you keep saying that there's racism, which I don't think like outside of like being in the fucking sticks,
don't think about it.
No,
you know,
you do because it's talked about.
Yeah.
And then you think like, oh, am I racist? I still stand by, I hate everybody equally.
I love that. That's awesome.
And like I said, if you look close enough, you'll find a flaw.
Yeah. So. Well, and there's always something where like someone could say that I'm racist because the majority of my friends are white. Well, I grew up in an area that was more white than not. I went to a Christian school that was more white than not. And I played a sport that was more white than not. Golf.
Basketball? I was going to say, not basketball though.
No, oh, I did play that. But I went to a school that was primarily white, and we had one black guy on our basketball team. And he was arguably the worst player on the team.
I was going to say, he was the one that everyone passed the ball to. Just...
Yeah, that reminds me of the episode of The Office where everyone's passing the ball to Stanley and he's terrible. And Michael's like, oh, come on. It's such a good episode.
But I don't know. TikTok, I think there are a lot of goods to TikTok. It's definitely a time suck.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's the only thing that I'd say like would be a good thing. Not having TikTok or like social media in general is we would actually probably pay more attention to life than we do currently. But on the other hand, what are you going to do when you're sitting on the toilet? Pull out a fucking magazine? Some dirty ass hands that were just touching your junk? Who the fuck leaves magazines in there? Because do you not think like, oh, they wash their hands before they touch this magazine? No, they're fucking touching their dick. Pulling down their underwear, and they just wiped and forgot to put the magazine back, and they weren't going to go wash their hands, then pick up the magazine from the floor, then put it back into the magazine basket.
The old joke was it was a TV guide.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. My parents definitely had a TV guide by the toilet.
Yeah.
And it was weeks old, and I was like, this does nothing for me now.
Yeah, but completely. There was a funny thing that I heard from my grandmother is back when she was growing up, they would use the sheets out of a Sears catalog because they were like 400 fucking pages back then for toilet paper.
What? That's crazy. Yeah.
Glossy or was
I'm guessing it was like the yellow pages.
I hope it was at least that, not like those glossy pages like Dee was talking about.
I don't know if they had a bunch of that glossy paper back then. And this was like 30s time. So yeah. I don't think it was like, you know, they weren't rolling in like fancy paper.
And there's the ink / paint lead.
Oh, for sure. But that's why they lived as long as they did. Because... Shit, my grandma lived to be like 96, and that's the shit. And she lived in the Depression. You know, it's like, it's crazy stuff. And now we're bitching about, like, we can't afford our rent. These people couldn't fucking eat.
Oh, I thought you were going to bring up the ozone layer and, you know.
That's the other thing that trips me out. Talking about, like, back then versus now. And I know, Devo, where you grew up, your parents also lived for a while, right?
What do you mean?
They lived in the city that we grew up while.
Yeah.
So the city we grew up in, and Kevin, you're similar to us, or you're just literally down the freeway.
Yeah.
Right. Not back when our parents grew up. It'd be like down the road, across the freeway, back up the road. But, you know, or just going side streets the whole fucking way.
There was no freeway there back in the day.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember 19th Street?
Yeah.
The hills
to go to Street. Fucking Vaughn's,
yeah
19th, where like the colonies are.
Oh, now, okay,
so before the colonies it was like a fucking, I don't know why it was so bumpy.
it was just hilly.
Shit. But my parents would always talk about, like, there were days, and we live at the like very bottom of the mountain, so like you drive it north of where we lived or where we grew up, and you were going up a mountain. And there were times when the pollution was so bad that they couldn't see the mountains from where we lived. And now you can see the mountains pretty clearly. Obviously, if you like drive up the Cone Pass and you look back down, you're like, God damn, that's a lot of pollution.
Yeah.
But
it's murky.
It's way better than it used to be. and we're still saying that pollution's too high. Where's it going to end until we have like 100% clean air in the US and the fucking air in Africa is terrible because the mines that they built out there, that's good. Like, I just don't get it. It's a cash cow is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's to please the 2% of environmentalists out there, the fucking tree huggers that when we grew up, we made fun of. Now we're pleasing them by trying to reduce pollution in our area when those fuckers don't give a shit about other areas of the earth. So they really don't care. They just don't want it in where they can see.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I think what you're kind of hitting on there is the whole EV conversation, right? Like, if we have EVs, technically our air here is clean, but fuck every other country that we're getting all the lithium batteries.
Exactly.
Like, that is terrible too. I think they say you have to have an electric car for like
10 years.
Yeah, 10 years before it provides any benefit compared to a gas vehicle.
That's and what crazy. Do you think the average and person then, these days has a car for? And who knows if an electric vehicle will last 10 years? Well, we have no fucking clue.
They
usually don't last that long. Like batteries, especially the lithium batteries that most of the cars operate on, those things start sucking within 5 years.
Well, when they go bad and everything, where are they going to be disposed to? Mm-hmm. Like,
and
it
what
doesn't
kind
make
of,
sense.
Yeah, and the negative environmental implications of those being disposed there.
Yeah, they say that you can recycle a certain percentage of the lithium or whatever, but I haven't done enough research on all that to know.
We're going to have a whole bunch of Ninja Turtles running around soon.
Fuck. Splinter?
Yes,
Splinter running back. Fuck. But yeah, I don't get it. Like, the shit that we get into is just crazy. Like it just, and I think I want to say, and I don't know if this was true, I heard something somewhere, I'm not going to say it was like a valid source, but it's an interesting concept. And I always thought this same thought, why don't we just focus on making every car hybrid, right? Because it uses a lot less batteries and it's significantly more environmentally friendly, right?
Right.
And I believe it was Toyota's CEO said, we're not focusing on EVs as much because it takes 10 times more batteries to run an electric vehicle than a hybrid. And a hybrid is actually more environmentally friendly than a fully electric vehicle.
Yeah. It's funny you bring up Toyota. They're actually working right now on a car that runs off ammonia.
Interesting.
Instead of gasoline. Yeah. It's pretty cool. And I don't know the science on that either. Like, I'm sure there's some kind of byproduct from consuming ammonia, I'd imagine, but who knows how bad that is for the environment or whatever. But
in terms of the
sustainable resource, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they had the fuel cell or natural gas vehicles. Those are better. Fuel
cells. They're still around. I think most buses, most public transport vehicles are natural gas.
Well, I think it's funny. They've tried going away from gasoline for a long time, but that obviously got fought by the petroleum industry lobbyists.
Yeah, big oil is a big thing.
Yeah. And they finally get away, but it's like we're trying to go so far away from it that we're not realizing that at some point we're probably going to have to use the stuff that we're trying to get away from in cars to power the cars. Right, like coal power plants, nuclear power plants.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we need more of those to support these cars, but no one's worrying about the infrastructure, just telling the car manufacturers to make more electric cars, sell more electric cars. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Especially the coal. Burning coal is really bad for the environment.
Yeah, what did those guys on the Titanic live like? Well, they didn't live long, but you know, on those old boats when they shoveled coal in to run the motors, and then you think back, wait, we had steam powered ships. That's that's water, right?
And yeah, and
water and fire.
Yep.
So why can't we come up with like a steam powered?
That's considered. I was going to say that's considered clean.
Relatively, I mean, it's cleaner, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's gotta
be. Don't have to mine the earth, which that's a whole other thing. We said we're going to run out of fuel like fucking 20 years ago.
Right.
How do we still have fuel?
Don't know.
And it takes like millions of years to make fossil fuels, around now. Right? Right. And when is the earth going to like collapse in on itself when we use up all this fuel and create like a crevice? Right. Like it has to, I don't know. It trips me out that like, I just can't understand it. And even more so, I just can't understand it.
Yeah.
Truly. But it is crazy that all that fuel, like all 18 gallons of it, turns into something that goes in the air. And where does that go? Back on the earth, I'm guessing. And then eventually.
So does it add to the ozone that we are?
It has to, right? Like, because yeah. Mass like can't it, be created.
Yeah, matter can't it's be gotta created give or destroyed. At least a level of something. So whether it's a level of protection or taking away a level of protection, just because the ozone is considered, like that's why they say like the UV rays are more intense now, just because we tore away at the ozone layer.
Yeah, I don't fucking get it. The fucking atmosphere is still like what? Like primarily carbon dioxide.
We're still living.
Yeah, I know. We were supposed to die like years ago, you know. Yeah. The Aztecs really fucked up with when they ended their calendar because we didn't die.
Yeah.
That was I don't know. I'm hopping down a lot of rabbit holes. Kevin, is there anything you want to talk about before we call it for the night?
No, nothing in particular.
Okay. Devo, do you have any final thoughts?
Thank you for listening. And as always, keep it neat, friends.
Woo!